A Sammamish mother named Corey Colwell Lipson went trick-or-treating last year and decided that Halloween was sending the wrong message to children and it was just plain unhealthy. So she started a local movement called Green Halloween, organized a really interesting and informative website, greenhalloween.org, and really is trying to change the whole state of kids and holidays.
Green Halloween. So she's trying to make Halloween more environmentally friendly?
Eventually, but I think that we're starting with taking the sugar out of it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to talk to Corey Colwell Lipson. It just so happens that Brian, our producer, has rousted her out of bed early this morning. Corey, how are you, my dear?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Corey Colwell Lipson is the founder of Green Halloween. I am curious, because this reminds me a little bit of, you know, when our generation went out and trick-or-treated, there was always the one or two households that would give you, say, an apple. I think they were trying to achieve the same thing that you're trying to achieve. They were trying to start early on making Halloween healthier. And as kids, we were like, this is so lame.
You avoid the box of raisins house altogether.
Right. Yeah. Well, so there's always been people who have been doing
I guess my ultimate question here is Halloween doesn't necessarily have to be a healthy holiday, does it?
Well, here's the thing, is that we thought that we would meet a few people, at least a few kids, a few parents, who, you know, said the same thing. I remember the way Halloween was when I was a kid and what's wrong with candy, you know, on this holiday. And my first response is that we have now met thousands of kids. We've been doing events and being out in the public since the end of September. And I have a display of all of these items that are on the website and items that we're suggesting. We have not met one child who said that they would rather have candy than the things that when they see them and they touch them and they feel them. I think that when people think no candy, their mind goes to what they're not having instead of seeing these wonderful treasures and ideas that we have out there. We thought we would meet one kid because we had a dad who said, you know, these are all great ideas, but my son really likes candy. And I asked him, well, do you mind if I ask him? And he said, no, go ahead. And I showed the child, you know, these treasures. And he got really wide-eyed. And I said, well, what would you think if somebody put one of these things in your basket? And he got really quiet and said, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even get that one kid. So
That's impressive.
The children may be out there, but as I said, we were at Pumpkin Prowl all weekend with kids, you know, being handed out candy. We met so many families and every single child, teenagers included, actually, who would prefer to have temporary tattoos and stickers and seeds, you know, raw honey sticks, fruit leathers. You know, it doesn't have to just be about apples. And in fact, we're not, you know, apples is not on our list of things to hand out.
Yeah,
even Costco and Target now, from what I understand, have little things of Play-Doh to hand out.
Huh. All right, so I've been giving the kids Reese's peanut butter cups, and they're not even appreciating it. That's it.
Well, I think that treats aren't so much treats for kids nowadays anymore. You know, these things are available to them at you know, birthday parties and all kinds of things.
Yeah, so your website is greenhalloween.org?
Yeah, it's greenhalloween.org.
It's a very attractive website, I might add.
Thank you.
I don't know if you how responsible you were for the actual website, but, man, it's well put together.
Well, thank you. We had a great web designer, and I worked on the content, and we pulled this all together. You know, this all came together in 6 months.
All right. Well, we'll stay in touch and see as you spread the green movement to various other holidays.
And hallways.
And hallways. Corey Colwell Lipson on 103.7 The Mountain. It's 7:07. Here's Jack Johnson.